Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We did it for the SEC. Now we got to do it for the Big Ten. We're going through every single game on the 2025 college football schedule for the Big Ten Conference. Let's get to it.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I am your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials, most active on X, of course. And today, we're going through all 18 teams in the Big Ten, and we're predicting every single game. I'm going to give you my rating. You'll be able to see it on the screen, at least. A lot of these I will read off. So if you're listening to the podcast, you might want to go and check out the video of it. But it will be on YouTube. If you hadn't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure that you are subscribed on the podcast as well. I will be doing plenty of audio-only podcasts this year, so make sure that you are tuned in there. Leave a nice five-star review. Like the video. Jump in the chat. You know, all that good stuff. Leave some comments. Tell me what I got right, what I got wrong. And this is what we're going to look like. All right, so there's 18 teams. We're already a minute in. Say we do an average of 2 minutes per team. That's at least 36 minutes. We're going to try and cut it even shorter than that. So let's go ahead and get this thing rolling. First up, we're going in alphabetical order. Illinois. Illinois starts with Western Illinois. Opening Saturday of the season of week one. I've got them favored by 44. I think they win that one. I think Illinois wins at Duke in week two. Wallace Wade Stadium, I've got them favored by 3.37 here. So I will take them to win that. I will take, Illinois over Western Michigan. I've got them favored by almost four touchdowns there. At Indiana, I think Indiana wins that game. So we're starting out 3-1 for Illinois. I do have them beating USC in week five. I've got Illinois favored by 1.2 points in that one. I've got a win at Purdue. I've got Illinois by about 17 points there. Loss at home to Ohio State in week seven. I've got Ohio State by almost two touchdowns here. It's going to be a big game. At that point, I've got Illinois 5-1. The toughest games on Illinois' schedule are on the back half of the schedule. So loss to Ohio State that puts them at 5-2 heading into a bye week with week eight. I've got a loss at Washington. That's after a bye, but if you look, this is the tail end of a long stretch for Washington. Now, Illinois will be rested. Washington coming off a grueling spot, but this is a huge spot for Washington. So I will take the Huskies to win in week nine. So that puts us at 5-3 for Illinois. I've got a win over Rutgers in week 10, bye week, and then a win over Maryland at home in week 12. Then I've got a loss at Wisconsin. I've got Illinois only favored by 2 points here. I think Wisconsin finds a way to get that one. And then I will take a win over Northwestern. I've got Illinois favored by almost 18 points there. That puts Illinois at 8-4. Yes, they do have a lot of returning starters. Yes, they won 10 games last year. However, you go and look at what they actually did. This team, if you look at one of the things that gamblers like to look at is net yards per play. Illinois was like 60th in the country in net yards per play. They won some fluky games last year. They are really good. They are really experienced. However, I think the bounce of the ball goes the other direction in a couple of these. So, got them losing 3 road games and the home game to Ohio State. 8-4 sounds reasonable to me. Indiana starts with Old Dominion. I've got a win there. Win over Kennesaw State. Win over Indiana State. I don't think that's surprising to anybody. They're more than a 3-touchdown favorite over all of those. And then I've got the win over Illinois, so I've got them starting out at 4-0. That's going to make the trip to Kinnick in week 5 absolutely massive. I've got Iowa favored by 0.5 there. I think Iowa wins that game in Kinnick Stadium. At home, I think it's a massive spot. I think that Gronowski, the new quarterback for the Hawkeyes, I think that he leads them to a win here. So Indiana, I've got starting at 4-1 before a bye week. And then they play at Oregon. Now, I've got Oregon favored by 13 points here. I do think Oregon wins the game. I do think Indiana gives them a better game than 13 points. So, right now, through week 7 of the season, I've got Indiana at 4-2. Then I've got a win over Michigan State. I've got Indiana by 12.64 there. A win over UCLA. I've got Indiana by 10.5. A win at Maryland. I've got Indiana by 9.5. And then a loss at Penn State. I've got Penn State favored by 15.5 points in this one. Don't know that I trust it, but that's the number for now. I've got a win at home against Wisconsin, where I've got Indiana favored by more than a touchdown, then a bye week, and then a win at Purdue. The schedule sets up beautifully. Indiana, I've got it 9-3. 3 conference losses. Yeah. So I think Indiana 9-3, pretty good. Iowa. The Hawkeyes, all right, win over Albany, a loss at Iowa State. Now, I've got Iowa State favored by 1.5 inside Jack Trice Stadium. That's a coin flip. Kirk Ferentz usually wins that game, but in this situation, I don't think super highly of Iowa State, but I do like them in this spot. So I'll take Iowa State there. Win over UMass at home, win at Rutgers, and then a win over Indiana in week 5. That starts out Iowa 4-1. After a bye week, I've got Iowa losing at Wisconsin. Now, this does not mean that I think that Wisconsin is going to be great, because I've got a win over Illinois and a win over Iowa. Wisconsin is going to have some wins somewhere, and I figure the most likely spot would be at home in games that are relatively close. I've got Iowa favored by a little less than 1 point on the road at Wisconsin. Wisconsin will be coming off of a game at Michigan. I think the game at Camp Randall with Iowa is going to be really important for them. So I'm going to take Wisconsin there. So that puts Iowa at 4-2 through week 7. After a loss at Wisconsin, would it shock anybody to see a night game in Kinnick, Penn State coming in, and have Iowa beat Penn State? That's what I think is going to happen. I've got Penn State favored by 12 points. I think that Iowa gets that one done. Give me Iowa to go to 5-2 at that position. I've got Iowa favored by 6 over Minnesota, so I'm going to give Iowa the win there. A bye week, and then another massive game inside Kinnick. Super experienced quarterback in Gronowski. I'm going to take Iowa to beat Oregon. I've got Oregon favored by 10. I think Iowa can get that one too inside Kinnick. So at that point, you're looking at only 2 losses. So 7-2 heading to USC, where I've got USC favored by 4.83. Yeah, I'm going to take USC. So 7-3 at that point for the Hawkeyes. Win over Michigan State at home, where I've got them favored by a little over 10. And then a win at Nebraska. I've got Nebraska favored by almost 3 points here. Yeah, I will take Iowa to beat Nebraska. So Iowa, I've got them at 9-3. Illinois 8-4. Indiana 9-3. Iowa 9-3. I think you're going to see a bigger split between the good teams and the bad teams this year in the Big Ten. Just what I'm expecting. A way bigger divide. You're not going to have a lot of 7-5s, 6-6s. I think you're going to have some teams with bloated records and some teams that vastly underachieve. I think that's what we're going to start to get in these massive conferences. So, Maryland, we move on to them. Went over FAU. I've got them favored by almost 2 touchdowns. Went over Northern Illinois. Got them favored by 12.5. Went over Towson. 3-0 right out the gate. And then I've got a loss at Wisconsin, where I've got Wisconsin favored by 9. A bye week. Then they host Washington. I've got Washington favored by 6.24. This is a terrible spot for Washington. We'll talk about them towards the end, but I'm still going to take the Huskies to win that game. I've got a loss at home for Maryland to Nebraska. I've got a loss at UCLA, and then a bye week. And then I've got a loss to Indiana, where I've got Indiana favored by 9.53. A win at Rutgers. I've got Rutgers favored by over a touchdown, but I think that Maryland finds a way to get that one. And then it's 3 straight losses to end the season. At Illinois, Michigan, at Michigan State. I've got Michigan State only favored by 2 points there. But the fact that that one's in Ford Field, Michigan State, I think will be a little more hyped at that point. Loxley could be in some trouble by this point in the season. We'll see what happens there. But yes, Maryland, I've got at 4-8 on this one. Michigan, we'll move to the Wolverines. Win over New Mexico. I've got a loss at Oklahoma, where I've got Michigan favored by 0.19 points. But first road start for Bryce Underwood. Last game that they're going to have Sharon Moore coaching for the next two. I think this is a massive spot for Brent Venables. He needs that win. I'm going to give Oklahoma the win there. So 1-1 for Michigan. I've got a win over Central Michigan, where I've got them favored by more than 5 touchdowns. And then I've got them losing at Nebraska. Again, Sharon Moore is suspended for games 3 and 4 of the season. That includes at Nebraska. He will not be involved with the team in prep and everything else. I think Nebraska wins that game at home inside Memorial Stadium. It's a massive, massive spot for the Cornhuskers. So Michigan starts off 2-2. Bye week, and then I've got a win at home over Wisconsin. I've got a loss at USC. So I've got Bryce Underwood losing his first 3 road games of the season. I've got him winning over Washington in week 8. And then, as we move on, week 9, got a win at Michigan State, where I've got him favored by more than 2 touchdowns. Week 10, I've got a win over Purdue, where I've got him favored by almost 30. Bye week in week 11. Week 12, I've got them a win at Wrigley Field at Northwestern. I've got a win at Maryland in week 13. And then I have them beating Ohio State inside Michigan Stadium, inside the Big House. Ohio State, I've only got favored by 5.5 points. I think that Michigan's line of scrimmage is going to be stronger than Ohio State's. Until I see Ohio State beat Michigan again, I'm going to take the Wolverines to win this matchup. So, Michigan, I've got 9-3, and I've got them closing out with a 6-game winning streak at the end of the season, and only 2 conference losses, so we'll see what that means. Michigan State, move on to them. Win over Western Michigan in week 1, loss at home to Boston College in week 2, where I've only got them favored by 1.18 points. Win over Youngstown State, so that's 2-1 before a trip to USC. I've got them losing at USC in week 4. Bye week in week 5, and then they play at Nebraska. Nebraska also has a bye before week 6. I will take the Cornhuskers there. So 2-3 in the first 6 weeks. I've got a win over UCLA for Michigan State in week 7. At Indiana, I've got a loss. I've got Indiana favored by 12.5. Loss to Michigan, I've got Michigan favored by 14.5 inside Spartan Stadium. And then I've got a loss at Minnesota, where I've got Minnesota favored by more than a touchdown. Week 11 is the bye week. Give me Penn State in week 12. Penn State, I've got favored by almost 3 touchdowns. A loss at Iowa in Kinnick Stadium. I've got Iowa favored by more than 10.5. And then I've got them beating Maryland to close out the year, where I've got them favored by 1.89 before the season starts. Obviously, these numbers will be vastly different. But I've got Michigan State at 4-8. I think Jonathan Smith can get it turned around. It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot. Their schedule, I mean, their road schedule at USC, at Nebraska, at Indiana, at Minnesota, at Iowa, and then you host Michigan and Penn State. I mean, like, this is brutal. Absolutely brutal. So Michigan State, I've got 4-8. Minnesota. All right, the Golden Gophers. I've got a win over Buffalo, win over Northwestern State, and a win at Cal in the first 3 weeks. They've got a bye week in week four. Then I've got a win at home over Rutgers. And then in week six, they play at Ohio State. I've got Ohio State favored by more than 3 touchdowns in this spot, 22.76. So I will take the Buckeyes to win that one. I've got a win over Purdue for Minnesota in week seven. Loss at home to Nebraska, where I've got Nebraska favored by 1.5 inside Huntington Bank Stadium. Loss at Iowa, and then a win over Michigan State in week 10. Now you've got your bye week, and then a game at Oregon. So, and that one's on a Friday. So you got to travel across the country, all that kind of mess, right? I'll take Oregon in that one. I've got Minnesota beating Northwestern at Wrigley Field in week 13. And then I've got a win over Wisconsin in week 14, last week of the year. I've got Minnesota favored by 2.37 there. And that puts Minnesota 8-4. Even with a new quarterback, even with, you know, some changeover on the lines of scrimmage, new defensive coordinator, I still think Minnesota, with the culture that they've built, the foundation that they've got inside that program, I'll take Minnesota 8-4.
We're proudly supported by GhostSleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. GhostSleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to GhostSleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. GhostSleeves, it's go time.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nebraska. Oh, the Cornhuskers. This is where everybody just falls in love, right? Falls in love. Year three of Matt Rhule, and it starts out nice, right? At Cincinnati, which... it's at Arrowhead, so there's going to be a lot of Nebraska fans there, even though it's technically a home game for Cincy. I've got Nebraska favored by 8.41 here, so I will take the Cornhuskers to win that. Win over Akron, win over Houston Baptist, and then I got a win at home over Michigan. We already talked about that, but I've got Michigan favored by 5.75. I think Nebraska finds a way to get that win there. Bye week in week five. In week six, I've got a win over Michigan State. Week seven, a win at Maryland. Week eight, a win at Minnesota. Week nine, a win over Northwestern. And then week 10, I've got a loss at home to USC. At Minnesota, I've got Nebraska favored by 1.52. Over Maryland on the road, I've got Nebraska by 8.10. And then over Michigan State, I've got Nebraska by 11.21. But USC, I've got Nebraska favored by about half a point. I think USC finds a way to get that one done. Turn around the next week, travel all the way out to LA after playing an LA team. I've got Nebraska beating UCLA on the road. So that would put Nebraska at 9-1. And you want to talk about the hype around a team heading into a bye week in week 12. I mean, they would be the story of college football. And it would set up a massive game in week 13 at Penn State, where I've got Penn State currently favored by 17. I think Penn State wins that ballgame. So 9-2, heading into a home game against Iowa on the Friday after Thanksgiving. I've got Nebraska favored by almost 3 points, and I will take Iowa to win that game. I mean, that sounds like the perfect spot for Iowa to find a way to keep Nebraska out of the Big Ten championship, all that kind of stuff. Give me the Hawkeyes in that final game. So that puts Nebraska at 9-3. I think that is a massive, massive record for them in Matt Rhule's third year. I did not think that I was going to like them as much as I do right now, but I got a soft spot for Dana Holgorsen. What do you want me to do? If you haven't already, go ahead and like the video. Jump in the comments and let me know what you think I've got right, what I've got wrong. Give me specific games. All that kind of stuff. I would like to hear from you. And check out bettingcfb.com. You guys know what's the deal. You guys know the deal. All right, we're 17 minutes in. Let's talk about Northwestern. Northwestern is, it's rough. I've got a win at Tulane in week one. People are going to think I'm like absolutely crazy. I've got Tulane favored by 12 here based on my rating. I look at Tulane's roster, and I'm not a huge fan of it. I do think that Tulane plays better against Power 4 opponents than they play up. I'll say that. You saw it last year. But I think I kind of like David Braun here. They're going to be fired up to go down to New Orleans. I will take Northwestern to upset Tulane in week one. Win over Western Illinois in week two, and then I've got a loss at home to Oregon in week three, bye week in week four. Week five, I've got a loss at home to UCLA. Week six, a win over Louisiana Monroe. Week seven, I've got a loss at Penn State, which totally expected. I've got Penn State favored by 32 points almost. A win at home over Purdue in week eight. So that puts Northwestern at 4-3. And then the schedule gets absolutely brutal. 4-3, I've got a loss at Nebraska, where I've got Nebraska by over 17. Bye week in week 10. Week 11, I've got a loss at USC, where I've got USC by over 19 points. Loss at home in Wrigley to Michigan, where I've got Michigan by almost three touchdowns. Loss in Wrigley to Minnesota, where I've got Minnesota by more than a touchdown. And a loss at Illinois, where I've got Illinois favored by almost 18 points. That goes from 4-3 to 4-8 very quickly. So Northwestern, 4-8. Ohio State, the Buckeyes, last year's national champs, but they couldn't even make it to the Big Ten title game. Lost at home to Michigan again. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. I've got them beating Texas in week one. I've got them favored by 2 points there. I think it's a noon game. It's going to be a huge spot. I think Ohio State finds a way to win that one. Grambling State in week two, I've got a win there. Week three over Ohio. Week four, I've got open. Week five at Washington. This is a massive spot for the Huskies. I think they win that one. I've got them favored by 15.6 on that. Minnesota in week six, I've got them favored there. That's inside Ohio Stadium. And I've got them favored by almost 23 points, so I've got a win there. Win at Illinois, I've got them almost by two touchdowns. Win at Camp Randall over Wisconsin, give me Ohio State there. I've got them favored by over 17.5. Bye week in week nine, and then they host Penn State. And I will take Penn State to win inside Ohio Stadium. It's going to be a noon game. It's the Jim Knowles game. I'm excited about it. So give me Penn State to win at Ohio State. At Purdue, I've got Ohio State by almost 33 points. UCLA in week 12, I've got Ohio State by over 25 points. Over Rutgers at home, Ohio State by more than 24 points there. So at that point, 10-1 and playing at Michigan in the final week of the season, I will take Michigan there, even though I've got Ohio State favored by 5.5 points. So I've got Ohio State 10-2. That includes two conference losses. Yes. Yes, indeed. Oregon. This is another team I really didn't expect to like that much, but when you look at the schedule, it sets up almost perfectly for them. And they've got a ton of talent. I like Dan Lanning. I like Will Stein, the offensive coordinator. Tosh Lupoi, the defensive coordinator. Lupoi is, I think, still learning. I trust Dan Lanning more with the defense than I do Lupoi, but I know that Tosh can recruit, and he's pretty good at instilling a defense. I think that's an easy way to say that. So, week one for the Ducks, Montana State, easy win. Oklahoma State in week two, I think that's also an easy win. I've got Oregon by 26 there. Win at Northwestern, I've got Oregon by over 24 points there. And then a win over Oregon State, I've got Oregon favored by almost 30 in that spot. So 4-0 in the first 4 weeks of the season before they go to Penn State, where I've got Penn State favored by 4.83, and I will take Penn State to win that game. So 4-1 through the first 5 weeks of the season. We get to Indiana. I've got Oregon favored by 13.23 in week six. That's coming off of a bye. Indiana is also coming off of a bye, so no advantage rest-wise for either team, and Oregon gets the game at home. At Rutgers for the Ducks in Week 8, I've got them winning there. I've got them favored by 15. Win over Wisconsin inside Autzen Stadium. I've got Oregon by 18.5 points. Yes, I know last year was a three-point game, but again, scheduling spots are very, very tricky, so pay attention. At Iowa after a bye week in Week 10, I think Iowa finds a way to win that game. Already mentioned it earlier. I've got Oregon favored by 10. I like Iowa this year. Give me Iowa at home. Then on a Friday night, after traveling to Iowa, Oregon comes back and has to face Minnesota. I think they will beat Minnesota. I've got them favored by 18. Don't know if they'll win by that many, but even still. USC comes to Autzen in Week 13. I've got Oregon favored by 12.81. And then they play inside Husky Stadium in Seattle at Washington in Week 14. I've got Oregon favored by 11.5. I will take the Ducks to win there. So, Oregon, 10-2, two road losses at Kinnick, at Penn State, and yeah, that's two conference losses there. Something to pay attention to. Penn State, on to the Nittany Lions. Win over Nevada to start, win over FIU, win over Villanova. Three easy non-conference games. It is funny to hear people bag on Indiana for dropping Virginia. And Penn State's three non-conference games this year are Nevada, FIU, and Villanova, with the most experienced roster that they have ever had, ever. Now, they do play really difficult teams inside the conference, but the schedule sets up beautifully for them. They host Oregon in Week 5 the week after a bye week. I mean, good gracious. So the two toughest teams on the schedule, they have a bye week before them. Anyway, I've got a win over Oregon where I've got Penn State favored by 4.83. At UCLA, I've got Penn State winning that one. I've got them favored by 18.64. I've got Penn State by more than 30, 31.91 over Northwestern inside Beaver Stadium. And then here's the one I mentioned earlier. I've got a loss at Iowa. It's the week before a bye week, which is the week before the Ohio State game. I think Iowa finds a way to get it done. It's that Kinnick magic. Give it to me. So Iowa beats Penn State inside Kinnick Stadium in Week 8. Week 9 is a bye week. I've got Penn State winning at Ohio State in Week 10. Already mentioned that just a minute ago, where I've got Ohio State favored by 4.25. Penn State over Indiana in Week 11. I've got Penn State over Michigan State, where I've got them favored by more than 20 in Week 12. Penn State over Nebraska, where I've got them favored by 17 in Week 13. And then I've got a win at Rutgers, where I've got them by 17.5. So Penn State, I've got 11-1 on the season. Only one conference loss. They will be in the Big Ten championship game. Purdue, Barry Odom comes in, brings in a whole mess of transfers because, my God, did they lose basically the entire team whenever Ryan Walters got fired. But let's roll through it. Starting off 2-0, win over Ball State, where I've got them favored by less than two touchdowns, win over Southern Illinois. And then in Week 3, I've got a loss at home to USC. Week 4, I've got a loss at Notre Dame. Week 5 is a bye week. And then they host Illinois in Week 6. I've got Illinois favored by 17 there. Could be a closer game. Just kind of all depends. They certainly played tight with Illinois last season. At Minnesota, I've got a loss. At Northwestern, I have a loss. And then I have Rutgers favored by 10.87. But I think Purdue, the one upset they get this year, I think they beat Rutgers at home. Now, it's in the middle of a huge stretch. So loss to Illinois, loss at Minnesota, loss at Northwestern, a win over Rutgers, and then listen to the rest of this. I mean, this isn't even fair for Purdue. Win at, or loss at Michigan. Ohio State comes in, they lose there. Loss at Washington, bye week, and then they host Indiana, who is also coming off of a bye week. I've got Purdue 3-9. I mean, it's good gracious. Rutgers. Made it to a bowl game last year. Greg Schiano doing big things in New Jersey. But this year, I mean, the schedule, just the way that it sets up, not great. I've got a win over Ohio in week one, win over Miami, Ohio in week two, win over Norfolk State, Mike Vick, in week three. Then I've got them losing at home on a Friday night to Iowa, losing at Minnesota in week five. So 3-2 through the first 5 weeks of the season before the first bye. They get a bye. They play at Washington. Now, I've got them winning this game. I've got Washington favored by 6.21 here. But if you look at Washington's schedule down below, they play at Washington State. They host Ohio State. And then they travel all the way to the East Coast to play at Maryland. I've got them winning that one. But then they come back home on a Friday night to face Rutgers, who is coming off of a bye week. I'll take Rutgers to win that one. That'll be Rutgers' big upset. So 4-2 through the first 6 weeks of the season, and then the rest of it is just absolutely brutal. Oregon, at Purdue, at Illinois, and Maryland in weeks 8 through 11, I've got them losing all of those games. I know that sounds crazy. They should be able to win at Purdue, but that is the one spot because they're coming off the Oregon game at home. That's a massive game for Rutgers. I think they lose at Purdue. I think they lose at Illinois. I think they lose to Maryland at home. Because at that point, you're just beaten to death, right? And then at that point, you've got six losses. You got to have one more to get a win, to get to a bowl game. Week 12 is the bye, and then at Ohio State, losing that one. And then Penn State, losing that one. 4-8 for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Tickets to everything are expensive these days, and I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show? Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything. Seriously, every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
UCLA. UCLA, I've got losing in the opening game to Utah. If you are a first-time starting quarterback that didn't even get to go through spring practice, and you don't exactly know who you're throwing to, all that kind of mess. You're trying to figure this stuff out on the fly. Nico going up against Utah's defense. Yikes. So give me Utah in week one. So UCLA starts out 0-1, but then I've got them winning at UNLV, although I've only got them favored by half a point inside of Allegiant Stadium in week two. New Mexico in week three on Friday, I've got them winning that. So 2-1. Bye week in week four, I've got a win at Northwestern. I've got them favored by 5 points. I've got UCLA favored by 5.77 at Northwestern. So 3-1 through the first 5 weeks of the season. And then it starts to get crazy. I've got a loss to Penn State inside the Rose Bowl. I've got Penn State by 18.64 there. I've got a loss at Michigan State the next week, where I've got Michigan State favored by about half a point. A win over Maryland in week eight. So that puts them at 4-3 through 8 weeks. And the rest of the schedule is just brutal for UCLA. At Indiana, I've got Indiana by 10.5. Bye week in week 10, last 4 weeks of the year, I don't have them favored in a single game. I've got Nebraska by 4.15. I'll take the Cornhuskers there. At Ohio State by 25 there. Washington in the Rose Bowl, I've got Washington by a little more than 2 points there. And then at USC, I've got USC by 11. I will take UCLA to end the season on a five-game losing streak after going 4-3 to start off with. USC, the Trojans, 9-3. That is my projection for them. I know I normally wait to the end, but win over Missouri State, win over Georgia Southern, win at Purdue, win over Michigan State. You couldn't have asked for a better start to the season. Then after four games, you got to travel to Illinois. Illinois, if I'm not mistaken, coming off a bye week. Nope, not a bye week. They come off a loss to Indiana, and it's the week before Purdue. I still like Illinois in that spot. USC takes a bye, and then they play Michigan at home. That's going to be a huge game inside Memorial Coliseum. I'll take USC there, even though I've got Michigan favored by 3.9 on that. The Michigan game is the week before the trip to South Bend. I'll take Notre Dame at home in that one. So we're sitting at 5-2 for USC after the Notre Dame game. So I've got Notre Dame by 12.65 there. Week 9, USC gets another bye, and then they close out with 5 straight games. At Nebraska, I think USC wins that one. Northwestern at home, I think they win that one. They're favored by 19 there. I've got Nebraska by 0.65 points in Week 10. Week 12, I've got a win for USC over Iowa at home. I've got USC by 4.83 there. I've got a loss at Oregon in Week 13, where Oregon is favored by 12.81. And then a win at home against UCLA. I've got USC favored by 11 points there. That puts USC at 9-3 and only 2 losses in the conference. So the way that it sets up currently, USC, I've got 2 conference losses. Oregon, 2 conference losses. Ohio State, 2 conference losses. And Michigan, 2 conference losses. Iowa, 2 conference losses. So we're going to be getting down to tiebreakers at this point. But let's go through the rest here. Washington, 7-5 is what I've got them. Colorado State, UC Davis at Washington State. So 3-0 in the first 4 weeks of the season. Then they host Ohio State. But this is in the middle of a just 6-game horrific stretch. They play at Washington State. They host Ohio State. They travel across the country to play at Maryland. They come all the way back home to play on a Friday night against Rutgers, who is coming off of a bye. They play at Michigan the next week, so they're back traveling again. And then they come back home to face Illinois. That's rough. So I've got them winning 3 of those. I've got at Washington State, a win. Ohio State, a loss. At Maryland, a win. Rutgers at home, a loss on Friday night. At Michigan, I've got a loss. And then Illinois at home, I have a win. I've got Washington favored by 0.09 points over Illinois. I've got Michigan favored by 12.61. I've got Washington favored over Rutgers by 6.21. And I've got Washington favored by 6.24 at Maryland. Now, we got a bye week in Week 10. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're following along. Bye week in Week 10. Week 11, coming off of the bye, I've got Washington losing at Wisconsin. I've got Wisconsin favored by 0.5 there. I think it is a big spot. Washington is coming off a bye. Wisconsin also coming off of a bye. Purdue in Week 12. I've got a win there for Washington. Got them favored by a little less than 3 touchdowns. I've got a win at UCLA where I've got Washington favored by 2.29. And then in Week 14, I've got a loss at home to Oregon where I've got Oregon by 11.52. Final team that we go through, and we're almost to 36 minutes here, Wisconsin. Win over Miami, Ohio. Win over Middle Tennessee. Loss at Alabama, where I've got the Tide favored by 21.74. And then a win inside Camp Randall over Maryland. So starting out the year 3-1 seems good. You got a bye week in Week 5. Week 6, loss at Michigan. Yikes. I've got Michigan favored by more than 2 touchdowns there. I've got a win in the next week over Iowa, who I just said I've got only 2 conference losses, but I've got Wisconsin beating them. That's the way it goes. They host Ohio State the next week. I've got a loss there. I've got a loss at Oregon in Week 9. So that's a 4-game gauntlet right there, just at Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, at Oregon. But then you get a bye week in Week 10, right? And I just talked about this. I've got Wisconsin beating Washington inside Camp Randall. However, it does not get any easier for Wisconsin. I've got a loss at Indiana, where I've got Indiana favored by 7.82. I've got a win over Illinois, even though I've got Illinois favored in the game by almost 2 points. But a win over Illinois, that's going to get them to 6 wins. And then a loss at Minnesota in Week 14, where I've got Minnesota favored by 2.37. That'll put Wisconsin at 6-6. I think that is good enough for Luke Fickell to keep his job based on the contract situation and everything else. So, Wisconsin 6-6. Let's go through the records again. Illinois 8-4, Indiana 9-3, Iowa 9-3, Maryland 4-8, Michigan 9-3, Michigan State 4-8, Minnesota 8-4, Nebraska 9-3, Northwestern 4-8, Ohio State 10-2, Oregon 10-2, Penn State 11-1. Purdue 3-9, Rutgers 4-8, UCLA 4-8, USC 9-3, Washington 7-5, Wisconsin 6-6. And if everything holds the way that it should, if I'm not mistaken, the way that this sets up, based on wins and everything else, I believe that it would be Ohio State facing Penn State again in the Big Ten Championship game, and I think Ohio State wins that one. I think at that point, Julian Sayin, neutral site, coming off a loss at Michigan, yeah, I think Ohio State ends up winning that one. Good gracious. 18 teams, every game on the schedule. Boy, howdy. Boy, howdy. All right, that is going to do it for today. If you hadn't already, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, leave a nice 5-star written review if you would so kindly. Leave some comments inside Spotify if you're listening there. We would certainly appreciate that. And we're going to do the Big 12 and the ACC at some point after this. Maybe next week, maybe at the end of this week. We will see. But at least we got the SEC and the Big 10 done. Jump in the comments. Let me know what you guys think. I'm sure some of these games, you're like, how could you possibly think that, et cetera. I want to hear from you. Toss it in there. I want to hear what you guys think about it. I am looking forward to conversing back and forth with you guys. With that said, we're going to get out of here. Oh, don't forget bettingcfb.com. Don't forget Go Sleeves. Don't forget Ticket Smarter. You guys know the drill. And if you didn't already know, I'm not doing the BetUS TV show this year, so I'm going to be right here. This is where you can find all my stuff, all right? I'm not going to be as, what's the word I'm looking for? Things are going to be a little bit different this year. How's that? Things are going to be a little bit different. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good year. Going to be a good year. Okay, with that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.